Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Let's spin around the NFL. The latest news and notes getting you set for week two. Got a game tonight. Start you off right there. The Houston Texans, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The someone's got a win bowl.
Yeah, 0-1 and coming off of terrible performances. Texans likely to go with Deshaun Watson, the agent for benched quarterback Tom Savage, saying it's ridiculous that his client only got 31 snaps and then got benched. Andy Dalton could have been benched for his performance this past week. 4 interceptions. Someone's got to win tonight. 8:25 kickoff. Thursday night football gets us started for week two.
Odell Beckham is practicing. I guess that is something. Disappointed a lot of people in a lot of communities. Wasn't able to go week one. You saw how wretched and putrid and ineffective and, oh my God, is this the team that a lot of people thought would win the division? The New York Football Giants were week one at Dallas. Dallas deserves some credit, obviously. Defensively, they locked down. It seemed to step ahead of New York at all times, but it's easy when you don't have one of the best players in the NFL. Looks like Beckham is on pace, at least, to go.
Dateline New England. Danny Amendola sits out of practice again today, dealing with a concussion and a knee issue. Looks unlikely to play this weekend. Could mean big things for Chris Hogan from a fantasy perspective. Remember, Amendola went for 100 yards. Hogan had just one catch for 8 yards. No Julian Edelman for the season. Perhaps no Danny Amendola, who's one of the more injury-prone receivers at this point in the league. So it would be a lot of Chris Hogan and Brandon Cooks for the Patriots, along with Rob Gronkowski in that passing game.
Also to watch tonight, 10-game suspension for Brian Cushing. Violation of the league substance abuse policy. Longest suspension, I believe, that we've ever had in the NFL in terms of number of games. We've had year-longs and whatever else, but that 10-gamer is a blow for a team that is reeling after a week one horrendous performance in a home drubbing at the hands of the Jacksonville Jaguars. That defense didn't look great in that game. They're still pretty good, obviously, because you've got the best player on the planet in J.J. Watt. But goodness gracious, that's a blow to a team that's reeling already.
Vikings were one of the most impressive week one winners. They dominated the Saints on national TV in Minneapolis. Dalvin Cook put on a show. Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur said today the team plans to continue to use Cook as their workhorse tailback. Remember, they went and got Latavius Murray this offseason as a free agent.
He fumbled on his first carry and then sat back down.
He did. He really didn't play much at all. Not because of the fumble, but because Cook was so good. 137 all-purpose yards, 25 touches in week one. You're going to see a lot of Dalvin Cook as a ball carrier and as a pass catcher. They only threw him 3 passes, I believe, in Monday night. But it was all about the running game where he went for over 120, hit a couple of home runs to the outside in the stretch zone game. Much tougher challenge, though, this week. It's one thing to get off on carpet against New Orleans. It's another to do it against Pittsburgh outdoors.
Let's see.
Really curious to see what Dalvin Cook looks like against the Steelers. They hit their physical up front.
Great news. This is great news for the Redskins. Wait, this is in my ear. Oh, wait, hold on. I misspoke. It's on the teleprompter wrong. This is awful news for the Redskins. Aaron Donald looks great at practice. Yay, Dad! Aaron Donald's back! Oh, my God. Devastation is coming. He looked, quote, fast and fresh in practice, per a couple sources, with the Los Angeles Rams. Tens of people will see that game in L.A. It's really catching like fire out there in Los Angeles. The huge amount of interest from, again, tens of people will watch that game. But that said, Aaron Donald's a badass blank blank. He will be in the lineup. How much he plays, TBD, they may try to ease him in. They may also just let him run wild and free and dominate the Washington Redskins front five.
Le'Veon Bell, not used to an empty package week one. What you say? Well, let's explain from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Le'Veon Bell was not used in empty packages week one. Bell played only 43 of 60 snaps in the opener, way less than he typically does. Normally, he's on the field when they go empty. Not this time around. They didn't split him out. They didn't put him in the slot. I think part of what happened was they just decided they're going to keep him on a pitch count. We say he played a bad game or wasn't himself. Well, maybe it wasn't that he did anything as much as he just wasn't used as much as he typically is, because they felt like he might wear down. So Juju Smith-Schuster, their rookie wide receiver, took a lot of the reps he would normally have on the inside when they went empty with a bunch of receiving options. I think Le'Veon Bell's going to be just fine. If you took him first or second in fantasy, everything's going to be okay. Vikings-Steelers this weekend. People are going to be focusing on Cook. Maybe Bell steals the show.
Oakland won week one without Donald Penn. He's back, it sounds like, and the good faith of him showing up to kind of kickstart negotiations looks like it's about to happen. A couple-year extension would keep Penn, who I believe is 34 in his mid-30s, in the silver and black. I was going to say Oakland, but I guess it'll be Vegas in some of those years, through the 2019 season. Hard to tell. It just reminds you that even teams as good as Oakland, right? The Redskins, the only position we're spoiled at is tackle. We have had great tackles here over the years. Everything else has been a disaster. Everyone else is desperate for tackle help to the point that a guy in his mid-30s can hold the team over the barrel to get himself a little bit of extra money, and they don't have a solution in tow. Just an interesting kind of dichotomy there, even though Oakland, a lot better off than the Redskins are
from
now.
From Pro Football Talk, Kenny Stills doesn't understand why more players don't back Colin Kaepernick. From PFT, reading here, after going on a bit of a Twitter diatribe wondering why there hasn't been more support from players for out-of-work quarterback Colin Kaepernick, still said he's puzzled by the feedback or lack thereof he's gotten. Quote, I wouldn't say I was surprised, still said via Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post. Just, I feel like the league is majority African-American, and you would think more people would come out for, this is written poorly, but basically saying would have come out on the guy's behalf. We talk about the NFL being a brotherhood, and they give us this presentation every year about the NFL being a brotherhood. And when something wrong is going on to one of your brothers, I feel like we should be there to have his back and to speak up for him.
Some statistics here from week number one. Dan Hanzus, I believe I've got his name right. Maybe I don't. But he's a statistician, one of those smart guys who writes for NFL.com.
H-A-N-Z-U-S.
Hanzus is what I say. Is it Hanzus? Hanzus? Swami? Swami? Sansonite? Hanzus? However you say it. I know this. He's a smart dude, and I like following him. He points this out. It's nearly three-quarters of the teams who lose in week one went on to miss the playoffs, dating back to 1990. Now, teams that help averages like that, teams like the New England Patriots, teams like where two good teams match up, say the Tennessee Titans will help some of those averages. But in general, you lose week one, there are so many few games, you don't do it. He jokes that if you start 0-2, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning while being killed by the bee sting as a shark attacks you than making the playoffs. Going 0-2. Some of that is hyperbolic, but the point is, right, you can't be 0-2 and do the dance.
Yeah, don't be 0-2. We keep talking about Sean McVay against the Redskins as one of the big coaching storylines this week. You realize there's a very similar thing happening in Carolina. Sean McDermott's the coach of the Bills now. He was the DC
week?
In Carolina for years. Buffalo plays Carolina on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I wonder if the NFL does some of these things. It can't just be coincidence. Like, this has to be part of when they put things together, they think, what about McDermott, McVay against their former teams where they flourished on the same weekend? Because you know that's going to be some big featured focal point of all the networks all week long. That's an enticing matchup. Couple other games that jump out to me. I love Eagles-Chiefs. If Philly somehow found a way to beat Kansas City, that's a real authentic thing. They got a chance in the NFC East. The Patriots are going to wax the Saints. I have no thoughts about that. Minnesota-Pittsburgh's a statement game for
intrigued
both of those
by that
two
one,
teams. Dallas-Denver is going to be fun. Broncos are probably an above 500 team. Cowboys have a chance to win double-digit games. And then late, Packers-Falcons. Atlanta almost lost to the Bears. They can be 2-0 with a win over Green Bay, and everyone's going to be feeling like they got a chance to represent the NFC again. But if they look bad in a loss at home, and they're 1-1 with a narrow win over Chicago and a bad loss to the Packers, they're going to be dealing with a lot of press clippings about a Super Bowl letdown.
Super Bowl hangover. And a quick note from Cincinnati, a team that needs something, needs some kind of spark. John Ross is going to play tonight, it sounds like. The speedy wide receiver that can run straight and fast. I don't know what else he can do, and that will be to be determined. But he can take the top off the defense. He will play this evening.
So there you go, the latest from the NFL. Get you ready for the fantasy football weekend. If you've got questions, tweet us at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
Andy Behrens breaks down who's going to replace some of the injured players around the league, who you should pick up on the waiver wire to make some cash in DFS this weekend. You're listening to The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.